For serious LA movie fans, it's the most anticipated event of the year, the UCLA Film and Television Archive Festival of Preservation, 19th edition. I'm Gail Eichenthal. LA Times and Arts Alive film critic Kenneth Turan says he's a big fan.
Indeed I am. This is an event I look forward to. It's only once every 2 years. I love having it show up. They're doing things differently this year. It's still at the Hammer Museum, now running for 3 consecutive days round the clock, starting at 9 a.m., going till midnight, 3 consecutive days. It's an enormous festive challenge. You can buy a ticket for everything for only $50, or you can go program by program.
So as a great fan of noir, I must ask you about The Man Who Cheated Himself. And that's tonight, quite late. Starts 11:20 p.m.
Yes, well, it's a classic noir title, and it's got a great cast. It's got Lee J. Cobb and Jane Wyatt, who is very far from Father Knows Best in this film, as one of these mismatched noir couples. And it ends up at Fort Point, which later became famous as one of the great scenes in Vertigo. But it's a wonderful noir, and again, in tip-top visual shape.
Smoldering Fires, that's tomorrow at 8:40 p.m.
Yes, this is one of the surprises of the festival for me. This is a silent film. It's from 1925. It's directed by Clarence Brown, who ended up later becoming Greta Garbo's director of choice. And it's a very sophisticated romance, a younger man, older woman romance. You know, we usually don't think of silent films in terms of sophisticated dramas and really interesting psychological complexity, but this film definitely has it.
And then a change of pace on Sunday, just before 3 o'clock, at 2:53 p.m. to be exact, U.S. Presidents in Hearst newsreels.
It's one of the great things about the UCLA archive is that they have all kinds of stuff. They don't just have dramatic features. They have this enormous newsreel collection, and they've gone through it and picked out 2 hours' worth of presidents in the newsreels. And I've seen some of it, and it's just fascinating. It's a real time machine to go back and see, you know, what people were interested in, how things were presented, what the issues of the day were. This festival, the UCLA Festival, really has something for everyone.
LA Times and Arts Alive film critic Kenneth Turan says this year's UCLA Festival of Film Preservation offers a cornucopia of forgotten gems and rarely revived classics. The festival runs through Sunday at the Hammer Museum's Billy Wilder Theater in Westwood. For Arts Alive, I'm Gail Eichenthal.